This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. The White House said it is looking into reports about the alleged use of U.S.-provided equipment in what appears to be a raid by anti-Putin Russian volunteers Monday in the Belgorod region in Russia. Russia called Monday's incident an incursion by saboteurs deployed by Kyiv. Officials and state media referred to the alleged attackers as militants and terrorists. Ukraine denied involvement in this week's Belgorod incident, calling it an act by disgruntled Russians. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said Wednesday the U.S. does not support the use of American-made equipment for attacks inside Russia. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Wednesday that supplying F-16 fighter aircraft to Ukraine will be a signal that Russia will lose over its aggression, and the faster a decision is implemented on the planes, the better. Zelensky said in his nightly video address, the very first Ukrainian F-16s will be one of the strongest signals from the world that Russia will be weaker and further isolated. Here in the United States, the Republican governor of the U.S. southeastern state of Florida officially announced his campaign for president Wednesday. But as AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports, the announcement did not go exactly as planned.
Republican Governor Ron DeSantis launched his campaign in a special Twitter Spaces feed, criticizing President Biden.
He lacks vigor, flounders in the face of our nation's challenges, and he takes his cues from the woke mob.
But there were technical problems that led to starts and stops, audio glitches. DeSantis was asked why he chose Twitter. He compared it to his COVID lockdown opposition, lamenting a lack of free expression. Even that was marred by an audio glitch. Donald Trump tweeted, the DeSantis Twitter launch is a disaster. His whole campaign will be a disaster. But still, DeSantis says they raised $1 million in the first hour after the announcement. I'm Jackie Quinn.
This is VOA News. The White House is joining others in mourning the death of legendary rock and roll singer Tina Turner on Wednesday. Here's AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
In a written statement, President Biden called Turner a once-in-a-generation talent whose songs are still sung at full volume by generations of fans. Former President Obama writes, Turner's a star whose light will never fade. Hours earlier, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre appeared momentarily stunned when a reporter told her of Turner's death.
I was a huge fan of Tina Turner,
calling it incredibly sad news.
And it is a massive loss to the communities that that loved her.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Tina Turner teamed with her husband Ike for a dynamic run of hit records in the 1960s and early 70s, such as Proud Mary and River Deep, Mountain High. After leaving Ike Turner and their abusive marriage, she became a global superstar with such hit songs as What's Love Got to Do With It and We Don't Need Another Hero, as well as her dynamic live concerts. A complaint from a parent has landed a poem that was delivered during U.S. President Joe Biden's 2021 inauguration on a restricted list at a Florida elementary school. Once again, here's AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
It's not clear what in the poem, The Hill We Climb by Amanda Gorman, is objectionable to a Miami Lakes parent. Daily Salinas says she doesn't favor eliminating or censoring any books, but she does want materials to be appropriate for students. The nation's first National Youth Poet Laureate, Amanda Gorman, said her poem was intended to be a message of hope for the inauguration. In response to the restrictions at the school, she says she's gutted and concerned that authorities are robbing children of the chance to find their voices in literature. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Meanwhile, negotiators for President Biden and Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy held what both sides called productive talks on Wednesday to try to reach a deal to raise the U.S. debt ceiling and avoid a catastrophic default. In Sudan, clashes between rival military factions broke out Wednesday in the capital Khartoum, threatening to shatter a fragile ceasefire designed to allow for the delivery of aid and create conditions for a more lasting truce. For more on this and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. We also have an app you can download. Just search for VOA News. I'm Richard Green reporting for VOA News.